Hello, this is Monique McDonald. And if you're looking for more one-on-one help with your voice and how to make it magnetic, I want to invite you to check out my coaching packages at themagneticvoice.com. Then click Transform with Monique and book a complimentary connection call. Let's see if we can find a package for you that will fit all of your needs. I'm so grateful for your listening to the Magnetic Voice podcast, and I can't wait to meet you and continue the conversation. Take care. See you soon.
Welcome to the Magnetic Voice Podcast, a show where speakers and singers learn how to be more magnetic and align their voices to the divine within. Today, episode 85, April Adventures. And now your host, Monique McDonald.
Hello, and welcome to the Magnetic Voice Podcast. My name is Monique McDonald, and I'm going to be here with you for the next 20 to 25 minutes or so. And I am so excited for today's episode. Today, we're talking about April adventures. And this is the time of year where we plant seeds for the future and embrace new birth, new beginnings. And I am so excited to be here with you today because this is a new beginning for me. I have been on a wonderful podcast channel, and now I'm going solo. So here I am. For those of you who don't know me, I'm known to many as the Magnetic Voice, and I have been nominated for a Grammy. I've won a lot of awards as an opera singer, and I now help speakers create and deliver their most authentic signature talks. I am on a mission to empower 100,000 voices or more to speak their truth in authenticity. Because the world is in need of strong, authentic voices now more than ever. So this show is about empowering your voice and speaking your truth. And I'll be sprinkling in my own stories, and I'll be inviting guests who are using their voice to make a big impact in the world. One of my favorite things to do is inspire and elevate voices. So as we're looking forward and looking at planting new seeds, today I am opening new doors in many ways. And although it seems like a good idea, whenever you step into something new, it is something that also brings you out of your comfort zone. And so as I was speaking to my beautiful producer, Dave, as we were preparing for this podcast this morning, I realized I had butterflies, which is kind of exciting. Because whenever I've stepped on a stage, no matter how many times I've done it, I look for that sensation of butterflies in my stomach. Because if I didn't have them, I'd feel like something was terribly wrong. I like to think of it as the divine tickling me on the inside because they're so excited that I'm moving forward into a new experience. So as we turn our eyes to what is new, what are you calling into your life that's new? Today is a day that we just celebrated Easter, and Easter is rebirth, renewal, releasing the old, celebrating the death and resurrection of Christ. So my question to you today is, what are you ready to let go of? What part of you is necessary and calling to be released and let go? What is something in your life that has been holding you back, or that you've been carrying around, that has been, although it might feel safe and comfortable, it's been holding you down? I know for me, one of the things that I'm ready to let go of this year at this time is the ghosts, the ghosts of the people who are no longer in my life. As I'm speaking to you now, I'm remembering that today is the anniversary of my father's death. I didn't even realize that when I woke up this morning. And when we think of people who've passed on, or even people who were very good friends and are no longer in our lives, sometimes that can hold us captive if we have regrets, if it ended badly, if the separation was a rupture. And although my father and I had very tumultuous relationship and were not able to express ourselves clearly for most of our time together, he was really, really good as my daddy when I was a little girl. He was the best daddy ever. But as I grew into adulthood, he didn't really know how to speak to me. He didn't know how to express himself to me. And I took that as something that I was being rejected, or he didn't accept me as who I was. And so there was a lot of discord between us. And I realized, probably in my 30s, that he was never going to change. He was who he was, and he didn't really have the tools to change. So I realized that I had to change, and I had to stop waiting for him to be the father that I wanted him to be, the father he was when I was a little girl, and accept the father that was before me. And before I even spoke to him again, the energy within me changed. So when we actually did speak, I was speaking from love. I was speaking from acceptance rather than bitterness. And he responded in kind. And so, although he was taken from this world in a car accident and died quite suddenly, interestingly enough, on April Fool's Day, I am grateful to say that I had no regrets, because I changed my way of thinking about him. I changed my expectations of who I wanted him to be. And so today, I'm looking at things in my life that I'm ready to change my expectations of. I'm looking for things in my life that I might not be able to change, that are here, circumstances that are beyond my control, but I get to decide who I am in the presence of them. And when I start to understand that I have no power over my circumstances, but I have power over how I relate to my circumstances, how I respond to them. So I'm releasing the old ghosts, all those that I feel have wronged me, have betrayed me, including the times that I did it myself. And so today, as I look forward to the new adventures that I'm planning in April, I am ready and willing to release the old and embrace the new. And what's exciting about that is when I've let go of these old bitternesses and these old relationships or my old feelings about them, I can look forward with excited expectation. So my question to you is, what adventures are you looking forward to? What new things are you going to allow into your life? What are some experiences that you've always wanted to have that for whatever circumstances in the past, you've stopped yourself from stepping into? Now is the time. Now is the time. You have nothing to lose. Everything that has passed is no longer. It's gone. It doesn't exist. All that exists is today. So what are some of the things that you are going to do that you've been dying to do? I'll tell you one of the things that I'm going to do. I'm going to the Bahamas, and I've never been to the Bahamas. I'm going to visit the Abaco Islands, and I've never been there before. And I'm going with a bunch of people that I don't know. So talk about out of my comfort zone. I'm going on an adventure. And although I have those butterflies in my stomach because I don't know exactly what to expect. I don't know who's going to be in the room. I don't know anything about where I'm going to be staying or what's going on. But what I do know is it's something I've never experienced before. And what that gives me is an opportunity to decide right now, before I ever even get there, what I want to experience. Who do I want to show up as? What am I going to allow to surprise and delight me? When we're standing at the beginning of something new, there's a freshness. Along with the butterflies in the stomach, there's a freshness, there's a newness, because we don't know who we're going to be in those circumstances that are coming. And for most of us, that's very uncomfortable. But if we could allow ourselves to unfold into the moment, no matter what, and speak our truth and be open and excited on the event, on the adventure, there's no telling what could happen. Because when we're willing to be truly open and not know, not have the answers, really open and excited, not knowing what comes next, that leaves room for a new excitement, a new passion to be born within us. A new something, and we have no idea what it's going to be. And that's okay, because we get to know ourselves in a new and exciting way. I remember my first time that I went on a tour as a singer. We were going to Germany and Italy. And at the time, I had never been to either place. And I was going on this trip with all these people that I didn't know. And I was, at least I knew what I was going to be doing. I was going to be singing. But I remember as I was stepping onto the plane and going on this journey, there was this, again, the butterflies, also this sense of, oh my goodness, I have no idea what's going to come next. Ah! Terror. And there was also something that came over me once the doors closed on the airplane. And I knew, here I go, no matter what. And there was a coming home to myself, because I trusted that however the future was going to unfold, that I had myself, my voice, and my own way of being, of knowing that wherever I go, whoever is around me, no matter what the circumstances, I have a connection to the greatest power in the universe. I have a connection within me, and I carry my safety with me wherever I go. And it turns out that that first tour, I started in Berlin, and then I was in Munich, and then I was in Rome. And that first tour changed my life as I knew it. Everything I knew myself to be changed. It put me on a completely different path. And I'm here to tell you that every day is full of these opportunities to put yourself on a new path, to look for signs of spring, of new beginnings. Because life really is an adventure, if you'll let it be. And the good news about life being an adventure is that there will always be something new to learn about yourself and who you know yourself to be. You will constantly expand and grow. So whenever you speak, whether it's one-to-one or one-to-many, you'll have a myriad of stories and adventures to share. Your own beingness will expand and grow so that you will always have a rich inner life to guide you. Thank you so much for being part of my first adventure solo. I am grateful for all of you listening today, and I am so excited for our new adventure to unfold. I have butterflies in my stomach, but I'm so happy to know you and meet you and share all these adventures with you. We'll be together the first and third Monday of every month, and we'll be sharing our adventures and empowering each other, because the most important thing to remember is you're never alone. Thanks for listening. Piano music is being played by my dear quantum sister, Shannon Kropf. And these meditations are to give you moments to step away from your life, from everything that's going on around you, to just drop in to the place where within you, where the divine lives, where the source of all there is lives within you. My favorite philosopher, Rumi, talked about the fact that we are all a drop in the ocean, and yet we have the entire ocean within us as a drop. So today I invite you to breathe into the knowledge and understanding that you are part of the greatest adventure there is, called life. It's not happening to you. You're participating in it. You are co-writer of the stories. Every experience you've had in the past affects the whole world. Every time you speak, the entire universe listens. As we breathe together, gently allowing your stomach to expand to receive the air, and gently fall back towards your spine as you exhale. Just watch the breath. Watch your body expand to receive it. And gently exhale. And know with me that with each breath cycle, every inhale and every exhale is a life lived. Every time you breathe, you're born, you expand into maturity, and you gently exhale the last breath of life. Every breath you take is a reminder of the incredible power of life within you. Each breath is a new opportunity to have a new experience of yourself as the source of all there is, and you as an individual. So today, as we think about planting seeds and what kinds of adventures we want to take, I invite you to open your heart and mind and step into, in your imagination right here and now, a vision that's been calling you, a dream that's been dreaming you, and breathe life into it. And allow yourself to step into it and feel what it would feel like. Feel yourself living and breathing it as though it's happening to you right here and right now. How would you speak? What would you say? What would you write? What stories would you tell? What adventures would you allow to unfold within you? Today is the day, my friends. Today is a brand new baby day, waiting for you to take charge of it and allow yourself to write the story of how you want the day to go, as though it's already happened. When we take the risk to dream and allow that dream to live within us, no matter what's happened in our past, we are indeed planting seeds that are going to grow and bloom. As we watch the entire earth in the Northeast open up and bloom, know with me today that you are also blooming. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for your courage to dream and know a new way of being, for stepping into a new day, a new month, a new way of being. And as we take another deep cleansing breath, we let go and come home to the fact that no matter how many adventures we go on, we carry truth, love, and the divine power of the entire universe with us. Because in truth, we are never alone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Magnetic Voice Podcast. The Magnetic Voice Podcast is copyright 2024 Monique McDonald, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Magnetic Voice Podcast is a production of 818 Studios.